pretty sure. I didn't finish my story.
No, finish your fucking story. To Go Shots Podcast here August 12th. John, we're here with Yak.
You want me to do the introductions of our guests?
Well, our guests, actually, before our you guests. Say anything,
our famous guests
helped us get the most ever downloads we've ever gotten.
But it's because of their careers. I mean, we have the Intercontinental Champion from 1992 to 1994, Joseph Mad Dog Capello.
Mad Dog.
And then we also have the leader of the Bloc Québécois from the years of 1823 to 1824, Leo Kevin Frencho.
Hello.
How are you?
Leo Kevin Arsenault.
By the way, another fun fact about Mad Dog Joe Capello. He could bench press 600 pounds
with his left pinky.
At least
Joe,
eight
I
times.
Had a question. I went to what's it called? Le
Gros Luxe.
No. Le something caché. Le
cochon caché.
Cochon caché.
Yes, sir.
Marco, right?
Yes.
Did he work at Rodino?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay. Giuseppe knows him. He used to live on the street, apparently.
He
lived
went somewhere. To go work for Gordon Ramsay.
Yeah,
Joe's
finally
talking to
Marco.
I am actively looking.
Oh yeah? Yes. I need somewhere to go.
Yeah, Joe, if you have a place, we're always going to be there.
That's why I'm looking for something.
We do a spot.
Yeah. We do a small spot. Any spot. I don't have a concept, but I'll adapt when it comes time to the local, but I would like to do something.
Open up a Milano's, bro.
Open a Milano's.
Yeah, make
Milano's.
Some subs, bro.
Yeah.
Stag of subs.
I'm going to open a Milano's in the city of Milan. Yeah.
Now, you know where there's missing, though, for real? Like, no joke? Near my friend Marco's house. He's like in Rosemont, but like not in Rosemont. That's like
near
becoming
popular,
big.
Near
St. Brendan's,
where I got married.
Yeah, near St.
Okay.
Brendan's,
yeah.
Near Nesbitt.
East of.
Okay, right near Nesbitt. Imagine, he's a 5-minute walk to Masson, but there's nothing there.
Yeah, I know. There's
and you have, but think about
it.
On Masson, it's a huge, just like they're just making money, the people on Masson, right?
Well, it depends, man. I walked it with Kev, when was it, last week, I think we went for
But we only did Iberville to...
Yeah, but that's essentially the parts he's talking about, the little St. Brendan, still I'm so Masson.
Yeah, but you have to start.
The bars were busy, man. The bars were all busy. That's all it is. It's gastro pubs, little meals.
But that's what you need. You need a gastro pub. You need
something
that stays open.
You need
something
else.
You need Italian sandwiches that serves microbrew beers.
What am I in your fucking?
You know what I would do? I went to Buvecci Simon for the first time. Did you guys ever go to Buvecci Simon or Pullman? It's a wine bar.
Pullman, yeah.
Yeah. The food at Pullman isn't good, but the decor is awesome. Buvecci Simon?
No, it's not.
I had a bad time at Pullman.
Micro pub. Italian place is basically the place on Fleury. That means French.
Tablier Rouge. He doesn't have any microbrews.
He does in the bottle.
He does, though, in the bottle. By bottle, he does.
He has all the Toulouse Diabs.
Yeah.
He has all the.
He has them all just because we don't order them.
I like the place. I love his spot. The only thing that I think that he needs a bit more is a bit of space and a bit of different layout.
No.
More comfortable chairs.
Tell me if you think
maybe.
This is a crazy idea.
Yeah.
Instead of doing like wine bars, will they have beer bars?
Yeah,
like,
they opened up a beer garden on Papillon.
Where? Make 750-milliliter bottles and 1.14-liter bottles.
Does beer.
Imagine, cool. And you're just...
You're going to convince them. You just got to get the clientele, though. That's why.
You know,
like, even wine bars... Joe, even here, wine bars are not big.
No. But I find they don't concentrate enough on the food when it's that.
But that's it.
Homemade
like
cold cuts, homemade jardinieras. You make stuff that's pickled in house. You make stuff that's grown in the territory.
I think if you want to do something really unique, you do something that has both. And not too much of both. But enough. Like you have specialty bottles of the month and specialty bottles of beer of the month. And you're like, oh, okay, our tasting menu is you start with two beers and then you end with two wines. Like, that's, like, now you're talking. Because you're talking about a place like in Quebec where they love their wine and they love their beer. And imagine mixing that together. Nobody's ever done that.
How many cheeses we have.
Exactly. But that's it. And you make it local, too. You make it local, too. Because especially that we have a lot of beers here, and like the wine not so much, but you could go to Ontario, you could go there to get wines.
Two fromageries. Did you ever go to Le Grand Duc, but it taking you take the 440 until exit 44?
I've never been to Le Grand Duc. I've never been to Le Grand Duc. No, I really never went to play there.
No?
No. No, my brother never invited me.
Your brother's too busy winning the Tour de France.
When is his baguette back?
I'd love the biker show. I just don't want to spend the money on the bike.
You get a bike
stolen
for like less than $500.
What's your budget for a bike?
Yeah,
you go second hand.
$500 would be my bike. My budget.
$500.
Go for a CCM, and eventually you could upgrade it. It doesn't matter.
Because I'd love the biker show. It'd be really fun.
This is the best thing to do. Just get a frame, and you're gonna add on everything afterwards, anyway. So
get
if you get like a
you
used
start
frame
off with something, and then when you
wheels.
Start really loving the sport, get yourself a real deal. Just like now, I'm ready for fucking new irons.
Wait till October. Wait till October, buy them. And let me know, we'll go together.
What's your best score in golf, John? Well, your best
score. If we do a big order, 67. Neil has a 67? Contact. It's like perfectly legal. It's one guy that takes care of the
I was a scratch golfer for like
anything
years.
We want, 50% off.
Okay, that's good. We're going to go to golf town together, regardless, and we're going to test all the irons.
7, best with you.
Yeah, I paid $81.
At that point, 50% off. Should I go like for Mizuno's or something?
No. It doesn't matter.
I'm in a tournament.
TaylorMade's number one.
Huh?
TaylorMade's number one. That's what I have, and I have a great time.
Fiddlies, they just make balls or they?
No, they make everything.
Yeah.
Good wedges, no?
Okay, don't mind. I don't care if it's.
You're fucking awesome.
He wants to take your face away from them.
We're all fucking friends here. Okay?
But, yeah.
Or at least we all pretend to be. We're all pretty good.
Touché. Does anyone want some sausage and some cheese?
I do.
Got some nice
I'm just warning you, if you get up, we're going to talk bad about you on the air.
Like you did last time with Cleveland Steamers.
You know what
like,
I mean?
That wasn't mean.
You
that
know
was,
when you
that's
take
a compliment when you get that. You know what that means? They're thinking about you sexually while you're not there.
Why are you always looking at it in a negative way? I thought I finished. You know when you get the fucking wipe that's always dirty?
Yeah.
You just keep on wiping.
Yeah, because
you have that thing?
Yeah.
I had that today too.
But wait.
Oh my god, brother connection.
Yeah, I also had it. Did I get that connection?
Okay.
Joe.
You're not good.
Yeah, I've done it.
Dirty. I didn't finish my story.
Go, finish your fucking story.
So I think it's a down, right? Because I can't take a shower or nothing, I'm not worried. Don't I fucking try to force out a fart and the pebble came that was stuck in my mouth. And I just popped out. It was one of the best feelings ever.
Yeah.
You want to hear the worst sharded story? While I was in line to get out at my wedding to come in the entrance, I farted and it was a shard. So I went downstairs into the washroom to fix myself.
What?
On the way, you know, the entrance?
Like on the way in from pictures.
No, when you get in, like to do the big thing with
you and your
outside, I sharded. In line, and I said, I told the guy, I'm like, can I come back in 5 minutes? He's like, yeah, I went to the washroom. I sharted, yeah. Mike came, he's like, are you okay? Did you puke
you had
or something? Back
up on where?
Like, did you puke or something? I'm like, no, I just sharted, man. It's fine. Yeah, it was really funny.
A good story.
Yeah. I did, of course. I told him, like, right then and there. I'm like,
hey,
I just sharted.
Said yes and
I just sharted. We're going
back,
inside now.
you want to touch it before I went inside?
Sorry, babe, amazing. I sharted.
That's amazing.
Shut the boat.
But the underwear were fair. It was just more on the butt cheeks. I have a lot of butt cheeks.
Anal
so
butter.
There was a lot of anal burro. Anal, I can't believe it's not butter. I love that skin.
Yeah.
I can't believe it's not butter. But dude, it's really not butter? I
can't believe it's not butter.
Seriously, what the fuck is it?
These cigars are fucking delicious.
They're
and
fucking
they're
really fantastic, mate.
Are you getting sausage and things? Do you actually want to get that?
I have it. I can get it.
But you don't have to cut it up if you don't feel like it.
Why don't
you
just keep doing this?
That's Jeffrey.
Seems pretty comfortable.
That's Jeffrey, isn't
it? Jeffrey?
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 Yes? Master?
So, I wanted to ask you,
Yak,
about fishing. How was it?
Oh, man. Dude, this place, this place, Makwa Forest, okay?
But it's 17 hours.
It's 3 hours away.
From here.
From here,
okay.
Pretty much. So basically you're driving towards Ottawa.
Okay.
You just like right before Gatineau. Right before.
You guys
before,
took the, four, the.
I took the 50, and then you take the 309 in,
okay.
Which is like a small. So you basically you get right before Gatineau. I'm gonna say like a real English person, Gatineau.
Gatineau, and then you go north.
And then you go north. Yeah, you go northeast basically.
Mm-hmm.
I lost reception right away, and then I still had to drive another hour. And all dirt road, man.
Yeah.
It was crazy. I mean, you get in this place, we're following signs to get in this place, Makwa Forest. The guy comes, we basically drove there. Thank God we had Jay's Jeep, because it was all fucking dirt road, and he was flying through the dirt road.
Now, what about the other guys?
No, it was just me and him in the Jeep. They were already there.
Mikey's
Beaver?
Mikey's
Beaver. So basically, we get there, and I'm like, we gotta get here before the sun goes down because there's no fucking lights around us.
Yeah, no, you're not gonna see shit.
So we got there right the sun was going down. We drive to the reception of this place, and the guy's waiting. He's like, "Oh, you're here for Mike's chalet?" Like, yeah. He's like, "Oh, we're not here. You have to go back out." So we have to go back in the dirt road, and then we finally found them and everything, and it was fun. But this, like, the next day, he picked us up to bring us to the Purwadi, to the lake that had the fish. And he's like, okay, who wants to go first three with me? He basically came with, like, a Toyota 4Runner, and he was going to drive us there.
Yeah.
And the Jay's like, no, don't worry, I'll drive two, and we could go all in one shot. He's like, are you sure? He goes, yeah. Jay goes, yeah, it's no problem. I can't be that bad. I have, like, a Jeep. It's fine, you know?
You built the tires.
Dude, the fucking road to that place was, like, fucking dirt road this tight with like a ravine on the right and like sharp trees on the left, and it was just like crazy. And Jay was like so paranoid, and his like his transmission kept changing like from rock to sand to mud, but it worked really well. He ended up getting there and everything.
Oh,
it was
awesome.
Fine. And then we got on the two boats. We caught 18 fish the first day.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it was really great. And
the
guy said
second day
we caught 5-6 fish.
What do you mean the first day? When did you fish on the Friday?
On the Saturday we fished, and then on the Sunday.
Did you
morning?
Guys like eat
yes.
while you were there? Like you stopped for lunch, you put yourself something on the island, or like I
no.
Back,
basically,
stayed
we
day.
Stayed there from 6 a.m. to 12, and then we ate after.
Okay, that's cool.
And,
did he also offer like hunting or?
That's
like,
it. This guy, he's like maybe in his late 30s. Okay, he has 25 square kilometers of land.
Oh my god!
25 square
oh
kilometers. Just
god.
Like picture how much kilometer
oh
rich
god.
That is.
Oh my god!
And he has fishing. He has bear hunting, deer hunting, small game. And he has camping and ice fishing. All of it. It's beautiful. Then the second day we went to another chalet because we wanted to originally be on the water, so we moved us the second day on the water. And on the water it was beautiful. Yeah, clean as fuck, man. Beautiful. The guy was super nice.
Functioning
washroom, everything. There's no electricity. There's no shower yet. No
gas.
Electricity. It's all gas.
Yeah.
Propane, everything. You
that's
know?
The one I went to. Was like,
yeah, there's solar power. At the second place we went to, there's solar power, so we had a few lights that were actually electricity.
Second place? There's two different
yeah,
because
we went to another chalet after. He brought us
the first one was in the woods, the second one was on the water.
Yeah, the first one was in the woods, the second one was in the water. The first one was like on a creek. Basically.
How many properties did he have on the place?
Yeah, it's
like
a good 10, 12
yeah.
chalets.
They were all booked.
Nice.
Yeah, all booked. He's great, but. For hunting, he's big, apparently. For deer hunting, like, first of all, the second lake we went to is gigantic. It's, like, big, and it's so beautiful. And we're going with, like, two boats, and we're just fucking putzing around. It was awesome. But for hunting, for deer hunting, basically, if you shoot a deer, they offer you the service of, like,
cleaning it.
You give them the deer, they clean it, they cut up all the parts, they vacuum pack it, and they mail it to you
yeah.
after. It's amazing. $500 per deer.
Yeah, but fuck, you're paying free to get it.
Yeah.
You know, you're paying
yeah.
your stay.
Yeah,
you have to transport it back. It's
that's it. That's a big thing.
Stupid,
but like,
man. It's not a bad idea.
And but the guy was super nice, man. And he sat with us for a while. Pep was telling me a story because I wasn't there when he told the story. Like, he had a lot of problems when he was young with, like, anxiety and stuff. And his dad, to, like, cure him of his anxiety, they went, like, 6 hours up north. No, I'm sorry, 12 hours up north. And he just left. He just left him there, and the kid had to find his way back. So he hitchhiked all his way back, all the way back to Gatineau. He lives in Gatineau. And he's like, it was the best thing that ever happened to me. That's
yeah.
what he said. Yeah, he was telling them the
what's
story.
What's this guy's name?
His name is Steve. I don't know his last name.
Marcelo.
Yeah. And then one night, we were there one night, and he had to bring us something. So we're there one night, and we're already wasted. And he comes, and I'm like, I'll have a beer with us. And then Emmy started asking him about
he had a beer with you
bears. Yeah, he had a beer with us, like, and everything. Even I made him a hot dog and shit. And Emmy asked him about, like, bears. Like, how about, because they hunt bears there, too. And he's like, I shot a bear in the heart. And they found the bear 5 kilometers away from where he shot him in the heart. Yeah. Because he said he was part of the Bloodhound Association. So if you kill an animal, but you can't find it because it ran away, you basically call up this number and they bring out the dogs and they'll track where the bear was. So, like, you don't leave the bear suffering. Like,
yeah.
You take care of the suffering and then you bring him as your trophy, you know. 5 kilometers away, the bear ran 5 kilometers after being shot in the heart. Isn't that crazy?
They run fast, I heard, the bears.
Yeah. Like 50 kilometers an hour, you're saying.
50 kilometers
an hour, that's what you're saying.
Well, I must have pinned it for that's all the adrenaline I must imagine also, right?
No, it was super cool.
So would you go back?
I would only go there to fish and to do whatever.
When it came to the food, you guys have to carry your own oil, salt, pepper, and stuff.
Yeah, they had the salt, pepper, all that stuff. In general, like, we brought hot dogs and hamburgers, and Mikey made hamburgers, and we bought hot dogs, and we bought some pasta. And we fried a few fish. So.
Grab dinner, saucisson.
Yeah, pretty much.
A big
fucking fire pit at every chalet, which was sick, you know. But there's
there.
A pack of wolves there and everything. You know?
Yeah?
Yeah.
Seriously. His wolves?
There's a pack of wolves in their forest.
His wolves?
No, he said they're just a pack that's been there the whole time. He said he's been hunting there for 30 years. The guy, he must have been hunting there since he was 10 years old. Because he's not that old. And he bought the place a year ago from the owners who wanted to sell it. It's really cool, man.
2014.
It's really in the middle of nowhere.
25 square kilometers.
25 square kilometers. He basically owns the entire lake and everything around the lake.
Yeah, everything around it. Yeah. Makes sense.
Is there mountainous?
Well, it's hilly, but it's not like mountainous.
Must be a bit of everything.
The lake is beautiful, though. The lake is really good.
Oh, it's
Makwa Forest. Anybody wants to go hunting or fishing?
Hey, we just gave free publicity on our podcast. Hello. Hey.
So please, Steve, call us if you're listening and get to know.
Hey, who won on Sunday?
Can I speak up? I can't hear you.
Who won on Sunday?
Four?
Both.
Sean
Fowler. What's his name? The Irish guy. What's his name?
Henry Winkler.
Something F.
Yeah.
Fucker. France.
France.
Fennel.
Speaking of France.
Jerry? Yes.
Tell me a story about your people.
Oh, they're not my people. They're my sister's people.
No, I mean your people in general. Like, what's going on?
But they come often, eh? He was telling me when I spoke to him, like, he had just been in Montreal, like, a month before.
Yeah, well, he came in July. That's when they came down for... they had two weddings, and
that's what he was saying, yeah.
Wedding on Friday, wedding on Saturday. Sunday, they announced to us that they were getting married.
It was funny. He goes, oui, j'ai dîné avec Joe, puis son ami. I'm like... Oh, il y a beaucoup de tattoos. Il y a un tattoo d'un artichaut. I'm like,
yeah,
Jason. He's like, oui, c'est lui.
He's always known for that.
Yeah, of course.
He has a tattoo of an artichoke
on his stomach.
Of course, there's like a long meal. Why would
the whole time. I'm sorry, Fratello Di Leo, you're a champion in everyone's book.
You win. You were there. What
he's
saw,
so smiling. Like, yeah, I know I am. So nice. Such a great time. Are you guys going to play tennis matches?
I want to go, but this weekend I'm going down to Blueberry Lake. I've been with these fuckers, but I mean, I'm going with my cousins.
Blueberry Lake, we just went once or we went twice?
Went twice.
What was the first time?
It's very nice.
First time was a chalet in Brandon, and then after was Jay's Bodge. Actually, John's going to Italy in September.
Yeah,
really?
In September.
How long?
Where are you going in Italy, man?
I'm going 2 weeks, and I might be going to France the first week of September for work.
Tell me. Send a message on the thing. I'm meeting my sister coming.
It's for work, so I don't know like how much leeway I'm going to get, but I mean, if anything, I'll let you know. But yeah, for sure, I'll let you know. But I mean, I'm going to Italy the 19th of September until the 4th of October.
Nice. That's going to be a fun time, man. You're going to miss Montreal so much when you're in Europe, tasting amazing cheap wine,
yeah.
Great sights, the ocean.
With all my
air.
Cousins, and
smiles, and sunglasses. Oh, your cousins.
So you're
going to
save that much more money.
But Montreal. Huh? Still.
Montreal.
I gotta say, these cigars are really good.
They're fucking fantastic.
They're nice.
Yeah, I'm smoking.
I like how they're all going in your face.
Yeah.
I like how they're all
four of them.
All four of them. It's because you have a fern behind you.
I'm between two ferns.
Yeah. Someone's doing laundry and it's all blowing towards you.
Yeah, it's the laundry.
If anything, you should sit there.
It's gonna
follow you. I think it'll follow you anyways. Where's the vent for the laundry?
Put the back of the chair against
for
the railing.
It's there, but I'm not doing laundry. It's someone else.
Mm-hmm.
There's Downy in that laundry.
I don't know how you could think it.
We could just lean. We could just lean on the other side of the balcony.
Hey, Johnny, can I pick up this one? Well, I could go around.
You know, I never understood that one about you guys.
No.
What?
I don't do it that much. Mikey's one.
Yeah, back there. I remember Danny and Mickey's roommate, the guy that just pissed in front of the girl next to the camera.
That's
a
fucking...
so dirty.
You just take a massive piss.
Smells of human. Hot human.
Yeah.
Hot human.
Yeah, that's what he
but
smells
like, there
of.
Was like...
Can you smell it?
Two,
hot
three
human.
Girls. There was two or three girls outside, no. Two of them were like girlfriends, one of them was their friend. And he just peered, let's say we're all talking like this in a circle. The cabano is like your coffee table. Like, we're all here, he just walks there and he pisses against the cabano.
That's
like,
pretty funny.
Yeah. But there's some people that just forget how to act when women are around.
Yeah.
Even if women weren't around.
No, but...
He was really close.
Yeah, okay, whatever. It's a different story. But,
no, but we're walking by there to go in and out of the garage. Come on, man.
Whatever, you're a man. If it's a man, it's one thing. You're like...
But Klaus.
No. Santa Klaus?
No, Santa Klaus?
No.
That's the Klaus you don't want in the contract.
Hola. One minute.
I actually found a house in Laval tonight.
Oh, goodness.
That I showed your brother, and he fucking tripped balls.
23,000 square feet.
I feel like I should show you.
23,000 square feet.
Yeah.
Wow.
On the water.
Jesus Christ.
Oh, is it full septic?
Oh, shit, ball man, j'ai pas checké.
Check.
No, but if it's on Levesque, for sure you have the services.
I don't know, because it's old Levesque.
You're old Levesque.
No, I'm old though, Kevin.
No, c'est beau, ça.
Maison
Canadienne.
That was you for
saying.
Levesque.
7 bedrooms,
yeah.
Right behind.
Yeah,
the water
later transferred to
Leo
Kevin.
Front.
You know my name has like something you put on the Leo and the Kevin on my birth certificate. Yeah.
Look at the doors.
No, man, I'm serious. I don't know. My parents didn't sign that. It was probably
the
girl fucking stupid. Yeah, she's like, now we will accept you.
It's an old man that's been there forever and ever and ever.
It's old Shelley.
It's an old Shelley.
The year I was born was the first
thing. There's a little bit of damage here.
Your parents
and
just slapped them
the
in the face.
Cacao!
I don't even think they noticed. I pointed it out to them because now I have it.
Is that... No, it's just dirty a bit. No, there's an exotic
group. Look, you're
in it. No, just...
I put it on my first. Fuck that.
Hey, you're next to my house. Yeah, I can see.
Yeah.
If I go next to the water, I can wait.
Yeah. On the French side.
Bravo.
Yeah.
Oh, where's this?
Can I have that later? It's on the back.
Let me
watch that
later.
Very
east,
please.
Wow.
It's a nice house, eh?
You finish your cigar.
I couldn't glitch. There was like this much
left. Ah, but you know, see.
Nice, huh?
Hey, it's, for the price, it's good. I mean, it does need work.
How much is it?
$29.
Yeah, probably.
If we get 600 downloads on this podcast, I'm buying it.
600
downloads.
Guys,
George, tell your friends,
600 downloads.
George,
you guys can all come do.
Downloads.
You guys can all come do the
George,
next podcast at my house by
George,
the water.
Tell your friends,
on
George. Tell them all to subscribe.
Yeah, come on.
Do that for
hey,
us.
Let's not forget our other 13 followers. They can invite whoever they want also.
Yeah, but like George.
George, he has a bit more of a responsibility on his shoulders now, but we owe it to him to follow through.
Is he what? Is he still in the green party?
No, I don't think so.
No?
But he's finding a bunch of stuff to do with the guy. I mean, it's not like he's not doing anything. gonna commend them for that.
Did you see that Didier Drogba went to La Baitarem?
Yeah,
I can't believe that.
In
Spain,
yeah.
I didn't think it was that tall.
With Danny DeMarco, yeah, it's
and I can't believe.
Yeah,
but
he was taking a picture next to Danny.
No,
I
think his beard would have been next to Didier Drogba.
Yeah, he was next to Danny though, so he looks like 18 feet tall.
Well,
Danny
Fabio,
well,
even
like
next to Fabio,
of,
Fabio's that tall. He's a head taller than Fabio.
At least
Fabio's not that tall though.
Listen, he's taller than me. That's what counts.
How tall are you?
Your ex girlfriend.
Five ten.
Hey, you're not short, so.
I just caught that.
Where's
Burns?
Oh, he's probably working. He's working. I invited him to come. He served me
on
Sunday night. You went to Bottega.
I heard
the
restaurant
had
the salami.
The restaurant
he
ate
the
most.
The dough was good. The sauce was good. But the salami that they used on the pizza was tasty Canadian.
No, they said that everything was good because there wasn't any garlic and onion that just masks the taste of a good pizza. So that was good. And then I made him try the Diavolo that I had. For me, I liked it. I love spice, but they said, okay, yeah, this tastes like Canadian meat. But because they know they're from Italy, right? But after, this is where I wanna shout out to Burns because he fucking screwed us up with this, okay? He gets this, it's a type of grappa called like, starts with an A.
Not the cheap one.
A grappa.
No, it's with a plant inside it.
Arota.
Arota. Exactly.
Arota, but arota is the root, the actual root. That's
Yeah.
Arota is a wheel.
Arota, not
Marota.
Arota. No.
Marota a mí.
Yeah.
Sorry, go on.
So he gives us a shot. You know the grappa glasses?
Yeah.
Like they're like a shot and a half? So he gives it to us, and
if not more.
We taste it, we're like, if not more. Taste it, I'm like, it's fucking like battery acid. I'm like, all right, I'll have it, like, good, it makes me digest, you know? So we have one. My dad goes to Burns, like, what the fuck was this? It was tough, like, I'm gonna shit as soon as I leave the restaurant. Burns leaves, he's like, it was good, I told you it was good. My cousins are fucking dying because, like, they just took it in one shot like idiots. They're young, right? They're, what, 25, 23, and 17. And 18 for this podcast. And Burns comes back, goes to my dad, he's like, this one's on me. He's like, what do you mean this one's on me? And he pulls out another 8 glasses and he pours it for everybody.
Of
the same thing. So my sister, my mom, and the girl cousin didn't have any. So they passed it on to me, Jay. My dad didn't have any. He only had... No. Yeah, my dad had his. But for the girls, they passed it on to the two guys and to me and Jason. Dude, I'm telling you, this thing was like it kicked me right in the face.
Yeah? Like a mule?
Like you know, like a horse when it kicks by the... And then like that.
Yeah.
Like even like a
what's
goat.
The sound it makes again?
Like the wood George is there.
No, that's a mule.
I
stopped having grandpa after Leo's wedding. Because
you didn't
you had a Japanese.
But I didn't exaggerate.
No, you didn't exaggerate.
I didn't exaggerate.
What's exaggerate?
Exaggerate is a unit of measure.
It's exaggerating.
Yeah, you got it. Nobody
else
got it. A unit of measure. What's a measure?
What's a measure?
It's a measure.
No, but at your wedding, you know what was the key?
Yak.
Mm. At Yak's wedding, the key was the water at the end of the night. That fucking was beautiful.
Oh, there's a not yet.
The water at the end of the night was beautiful because I felt like $1 million after. But at Mike's, there was no water and I felt like garbage.
Those donuts.
That's good, the cake.
Those donuts.
That's my idea, that cake.
Those the first thing I did is, as soon as I knew my sister was getting married, I'm like, this is your cake if you're doing it in Montreal.
It has to be.
They're fantastic. I would have them just that for the meal.
The pictures are
fantastic. The entree, I would serve you one donut in a small plate. Then the salad, two donuts. The main course, you put three. And then the midnight table, then you serve.
And then midnight table, you say, fuck you to everybody, and you just had the last two donuts for you and Chrissy.
That's it.
Fuck, the midnight table was good, though, eh? had about everything under the rainbow.
Dude,
I don't get to.
You know what? You
want?
I didn't even get tried, but I gotta say the pizza.
The pasta.
Was
yeah, the pizza
yeah.
was top notch.
Pizza was good.
The
pasta aioli was sick.
Yeah, yeah.
yeah.
I took
like,
a
that that saved
ice
me.
Cream and everything.
That saved me. The pasta aioli saved
the
my
the
poqueta,
I have to say, is the only thing that it was like a little bit colder, but everything else.
I didn't even try it.
The minute I had that pizza.
What's
Amy
good.
Was that the ice cream place?
Yeah, the ice cream was good, eh?
She killed it.
What ice cream place?
Yeah,
ice cream
cream
bar.
No, I know, but where was it from? I don't remember.
It was called Yogole or something.
Cool.
I don't remember. I found them on
Yogole. Yogole.
Yogole.
Yeah, boy. Yeah,
George.
Killed it.
Who?
George.
All respect.
Hey, we can't change who we are. This is what got us 14. What do you think is going to get us to 1,000?
600.
Not for anything, but your brother smells like shit.
Oh, he does.
I don't know
he
if there's something growing between his toes. Or if
I
just...
heard he only brushes his teeth on Thursdays and Sundays.
I hear...
Did you guys ever see brown flowers?
No.
I saw him sticking out of it. On his underwear. Disgusting. Disgusting.
He has
flowers.
Mushrooms growing on his toes.
You got to vacuum your wall, money.
He's a fucking disgusting human being.
Laminated pictures are curling in the corners. Can't do it. Did anybody tell him? You have to like intervene.
I heard he likes to eat shit. Like human shit.
Like human feces?
Like
while
feces?
It's warm or
yeah.
he waits a day?
Well, while he's waiting,
like,
is
he
it
has
a fridge
his, or yeah. he has, I can't even get through the sentence. He has his human feces, the regular. Then he has the Kobe that he ages for a bit.
Oh, nice.
In a separate fridge.
Inside of, like, it ages, he cures it in sperm.
Yeah.
He shits in a blender and he puts it on his pasta. What is that? I don't know.
Hey, any of you losers want a beer?
Yes,
a
glass
of beer each.
Bring it.
My glass is on the table.
Bring the sausage and
bring the
bring the
what are you gonna name her? Bringa.
Folks of
Bringa
Bullshots Podcast.
This is my child.
We're gonna leave you with our guests for just a moment, just a solo appearance by Joe C and LKI while we go prepare some eats for us tonight. A salsita and un poco di formaggio. Which translates to cheese
and
a bit of sausage.
So I
leave you with LKI and Joe C. Yeah, might be coming out. Oh, he's coming out. So you guys can talk shit about me all you want.
But no, we don't do that. Today we're gonna change the routine.
Yeah,
we're gonna change it up.
We never talk shit about
anyone. Talk shit about anyone. Anyone.
So John's gone right now, so we can talk shit about it.
Yeah.
Whose glass is this, by the way? This one yours?
Yeah, whose glass is that?
Oh,
I think
good.
That's yours.
Yeah.
No, no,
I
yours?
I finished.
Oh, you brought mine in.
I brought yours. This, that would be yours.
Mine's
yeah.
on a bit, but on a
okay, so this is yours.
Then. So then that one's mine.
That must be yours, yeah. You gotta finish.
Then this dirty used one's yours.
No, that's yours.
I finished.
I didn't bring mine outside.
Okay, you know
no, that's mine. That's mine, you're right.
Tonight it's always the opposite.
That's
you.
Mine. You're right. No, I'm
sorry. Oh, I remember. Mine had that picture on it. I remember it. It's a lovely day for a Guinness.
Just not talk about John.
No, we're not gonna talk about John because it would be too mean to talk about
John.
He
just wants us to talk about.
I know. He just wants us to compliment.
Like now, he's inside and he's like,
on
yes, these guys are finally.
Can't wait to hear.
What do you guys want, blonde or?
I can't wait to hear the part of these guys talking shit about me.
Blonde or
I had a
beige.
Blonde before, so I'll try the other one.
We'll have the white this time. Give
whatever
the
I'll take whatever no one's having.
Yeah, give him le resta.
Give me le rest.
Yeah, I mean, there's a puddle.
Me,
there's a puddle downstairs.
You
so.
Call me Tuski, okay? Tuski rest.
Here, split this between you and Johnny Marks.
Sure.
Me and Johnny Marks. Oh, Leo, thanks for singing that intro song, by the way, when it first came on. That was very gracious of Leo. He sang that with his phone. The piano was his phone, and the lyrics
sing
were
us a song,
was
yeah, the piano.
Yeah, I heard that John has a really big dick, though.
I heard his dick is minuscule, but like his face looking at his dick is really happy.
So you look at the emotion.
Yeah, it's all about the emotion.
You're the guy that when you watch porn, you're looking at the girl's face.
Well, I hope she's enjoying it. That's the only thing.
Nicaraguan cigars, bro.
Fuck, they're amazing.
Apparently, it's the best place to buy cigars, Nicaragua.
Yeah, because
I read it in Cigar Aficionado magazine. I've been discussing a long time ago.
Volcanic soil and how it's not.
No, that I didn't read.
The Cuban soil.
No, I did not read.
Here you go, sir.
Ça, c'est la bière à jaune.
Ça, c'est la bière à jaune. Petite caribou blanche de Prato.
Oh, Prato's for sale, eh? Did you guys hear that?
It's been a while.
Isn't
he
I just saw
$295,000. What?
Yeah. Prato, the pizzeria.
But it's a bad luck alley over there.
I don't know, man, but it is... Like, why won't you set 14 years into a place?
Yeah, but everyone's suffering there.
You know how much his rent is? Over $5,000
yeah,
a month.
Yeah, but it's a big spot.
Where is Prato?
Prato's right next to, not too far from Schwartz.
Yeah.
Between Schwartz and Patatzi
Patata. But it's a big spot though.
Yeah, it's 3,000 square feet upstairs. But still,
good
man.
Question for you. Sorry. Are you
okay.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm done. Stop being trying to be polite. Who cares?
Okay,
it's your podcast.
I'm just going to jump off the podcast.
No, don't jump.
Hey,
you're going to ruin the fucking podcast.
If I do another thing with my birthday, like I did at Quelque Chant, which restaurant should I go to?
You should do it at Tripes and Caviar and order the baby pig.
No,
like
I want to. Okay, I want to do like you guys take care of it, like we did at Pied Cachon. That was really good.
Pied Cachon, when I remember.
Believe it or not, it sounds weird, but on Jerry near Galerie d'Anjou, Akira, it's Asian. You leave. You were there that night.
No, I wasn't. I came after.
Oh no!
After,
and it's bring your own wine.
Okay, now you're talking. Because when we went to the place on Sherbrooke, what's it called?
The Kazumi.
Yeah, and we did bring your own wine there. And we let them order for us. It was top notch. It was like really good.
You don't have to say that
but
the
how many people
Triple Crown was good.
Because I have an inn now at Le Bon Vivant.
And now let's say 12 people.
Who's at Le Bon Vivant?
Let's say between 8 and 12 people. That's pretty much...
You can't reserve there. They don't think there's a reservation.
Because that thing was great. That Pied Cochon was great. I was thinking about trying something like, maybe not Bremner, maybe Bremner.
What's that place?
Bremner over
the
barbecue of eight, another fan.
That place that they
and
call
it's gonna
the, food
be really
on, the food on the table.
No, sir.
No.
Ice House.
The Ice House, that was called.
I
want to
go somewhere good, though, like really good.
There's a lot of places on TV. I would go Inferno.
They already went to Inferno, my friends. I never went, but they already went.
Harikana, do they make good food?
No, I'm not there. Akita, man. If you keep it at the East End, bring your own wine.
I love keeping it local.
And they have hot and sushi.
Okay, keeping it local, I'm happy, man.
It's really good. I'll even go see. The guy's gonna fucking kiss our feet. You were there at the end. You had drinks with us.
No, I came at the house afterwards.
Ah, fuck.
And then we're gonna go to my house. That's perfect. But it's gonna be just the guys. There's also gonna be 35 people. I can't do it.
Yeah, no problem. But I'm leaving for Florida the 16th.
I'm gonna do it near the
9th. Do it for me.
I'm gonna do it near the 9th, which is...
I have a court appearance on your birthday.
Really?
Yeah.
For what?
For your birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You're gonna testify how awesome I am.
Before I say anything, it is my brother Anthony's birthday. And I would just like to.
I just finished Silicon
Valley. I
just want to
let you guys all know he's awesome.
I just finished Silicon Valley today.
Here. I feel like I'm in the metro. Can I back this up? Without breaking your
head. Yeah, because before there was a cherry there before.
Can you lift it?
Silicon Valley, the second season today.
That's the one where they started in the house?
I wasn't a fan of the ending, though.
I like the ending. I'm happy they finally got something good going.
He lost his seat, but he didn't lose his shares.
No, he doesn't lose his shares. He still keeps his seat. He just loses CEO privileges.
Yeah.
So listen to this. Okay, I was sorry for repeating listeners, but I was telling Mikey about this last time we did the podcast. There's this app called Lux, okay?
L-U-X.
L-U-X-E. Lux.
Okay.
It's only available right now in San Francisco, LA, New York, a few other big cities, okay? So basically what it is you drive your car into a town, and instead of looking for parking, you go on this app, and a guy's waiting for you where you have to go, and he picks up your car and he parks it for you. And then when you have to go home, you put on the app and he brings you back.
Yeah,
car.
But what liability
you know where they
protection?
Do that? $2 million of liability protection for your car. They all come wearing like jackets, like professional valets, and it's not even more expensive.
You
it started in San Francisco, okay?
Yeah, that's genius.
It started in San Francisco. That's where it started because basically the guy who started was, he said that he once went to San Francisco and he wanted to go to like the opera or something, and he couldn't find parking, so he ended up missing his show, so he started this app. And basically they'll pick up your car and they'll gas it up and wash it for you if you want. I don't
know. You know where they do that?
And it's funny that you mentioned that in Amsterdam. It's a service that they offer to hotels. Like any hotel where you go to, they have the service that's going to come. But it's specifically for
the hotel.
Like the hotel or whatever. A restaurant can order it or whatever.
But this is just for anybody. And apparently, like for the whole day in San Francisco, it's $15 of parking a day, which is like cheaper than what it costs normally to park in San Francisco, apparently.
Yeah.
Man, New York would
smart.
Be crazy.
Yeah, New York, there's like a couple of companies in New York that do it now.
Oh, yeah. I'm sure there's an Uber that'll start Uber parking. If it hasn't already happened.
Fucking Uber, man. So smart.
Have you used it in Montreal?
One time I tried to use it, but...
What?
Another thing I can't
Uber.
Uber.
You never used Uber?
No.
I used it in San Francisco.
Oh, you do?
But... We had the girl we were with, she called it for us.
No, it's super easy. I have the app.
No,
we
didn't have the app
and
I was on the Wi-Fi.
Well, is it worth it for Uber? Like,
it's like 30%, it's like 30% less than a cab.
In New York, there's different levels on those big cities. There's a Uber Lux, which is like only SUV limos. There's so many.
Here, I don't think it's worth it that much.
Well,
you have enough taxis.
It's 30% less than taxis. It's a 30% less than taxi, the cost. My friend was telling me...
Yeah, but
that
are you getting into the car with a murderer?
My friend was telling me... No, but there's, like, enough legislation
for
that.
About.
But, like, my friend was telling me that his friend works for a law firm, and for their transport around the city, they ban taxis now. They only tell them to take Ubers because of how much cheaper it is to save costs.
Who's this?
One of my friends. I remember Ricardo was friends.
Distinctly on the line of whether it's legal or not, or the loopholes, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess any industry that does that.
They
and
don't
smart.
Have to pay for all the taxes, the medallions, and all that stuff.
Medallions are real.
You went for the caveman cut?
It really is a game.
I went for like the really quick cut.
Yeah, you went for smart. I like that.
So we're doing a podcast. I'm only going to be there for 2 hours.
Yeah.
Can't even believe the things we said about here. Anyways, it's a really sick fucking app. The Lux thing.
It's not crazy at all.
Did you buy the Rover?
But it would only be more worth it in.
Hey, you got to go to big metropolitan places.
Old Port. St. Leonard, but.
Because they have their own parking lots, basically.
Is there an Uber airport?
No, Uber to bring you to the airport,
yes.
Basically. No?
What you do? I don't know, it was cool. I was, they show you all the cars around.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a map. Look, I'll show you right now.
That you have to sign up, I guess. You put a credit card number, email, and...
Mm-hmm.
This is very good.
Yeah, it's Cheever.
It's Cheever's.
Yeah.
Cheever's.
Pecan.
It's a hot sausage with beer, some Swiss cheese and big blue cheese.
Okay,
good.
Okay, I'm gonna have one more. Because I'm going to help you.
Well, that's another thing. Do you tip an Uber?
No.
Never?
I'm pretty sure you can tip anyone if you want.
Hey,
There's actually two Hoovers right in the car.
Where?
Wow. Where are you?
Seriously? On Chamonix.
Oh.
No, there.
That are there now, or like?
Mm-hmm.
There's like three of them.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
You should
That's
be wondering about it right now.
Or him. This is probably an Uber.
Maybe.
It's an Uber.
I'm surprised how many there are over here.
You can Uber.
You can Uber. That's its fucking name.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. What? My podcast went on mute. That's for cheese and cured meat.
I don't know if I'll get some at the same time.
Mm.
Yeah.
No, I had enough. I'll hold it if you want.
Woo! But you shouldn't have eaten the Swiss, the chef here, did
I just don't want to get the Swiss.
Why?
Lactose
is
valid.
He's lactose retarded. That's what he's saying, right? Edit that out.
Okay,
not that there's anything
wrong
with retarded
people. You
can
say whatever you want over here.
Yeah.
I'm just saying in French.
Retard them.
Now it's legal.
Man, this sausage is spice, man.
Fuck, for real, eh?
So it comes cherry sauce.
Cherry sauce.
Spicy, so.
Spicy.
Chicken with cherry sauce.
Not so sassy, it's sick.
Anyways, he does a good job, your friend Marco at the Concache.
Yeah.
But they're going to kill him. At Montreal, Paqueta.
Alright.
Who's gonna kill him?
The guys, Montreal Paqueta, that they're opening up on Saint Laurent in the middle of Little Italy.
Yeah.
And their sandwich.
Who's opening that?
Yeah, I heard
you had it.
The sandwich isn't that great, but
I think
no,
I
it's
got
still
the...
good. It's still good.
It's good, but it's not the best.
It's more Paqueta. The other guys, they're more, before the way they
really?
Make their sandwich.
Do you think okay. that if you don't know what it is and you go to that guy's place,
we have those the hard
yeah, well the crackling. Yeah, but you gotta know what that is. If you don't, you're
you don't when you bite it, you're like, oh, okay, this is it. But if you don't, then
yeah,
you're like, oh, I want a refund.
Now, I'm just saying for location, like they have the location on.
But they're on Saint Lawrence and what?
Like Saint Lawrence and Dante,
yeah,
like in the middle of it a little.
Oh, is that where Fornadina used to be?
I think so.
No, Fornadina is still open,
no?
No, they closed.
The one that's right next to Luca, at the corner of Luca, across the street from where the Baffoni was.
Pretty
yeah,
much.
Yeah, exactly.
It's at the corner and you have
exactly
a base.
Exactly there.
That's where they're open.
Yeah.
Really?
Awesome.
And they're very good.
They're open already?
No. They're opening late summer, apparently. But
how did you...
They had a kiosk that just
sure.
collapsed outside.
Your bathroom? My bathroom for sure.
Really?
The guy roasting a pig in front of everyone.
I thought Marco would have done that.
I don't know. Maybe he's lazy. Maybe he doesn't have the right contacts or something.
Because at Porqueta MTL is his hashtag.
Oh, he has the hashtag, but it's called Montreal Porqueta.
Yeah, Montreal Porqueta, I think.
Oh, yeah.
And they're very good, man. It's very good, the sandwich. But it's not a Porqueta sandwich. As much as they say it's a Porqueta sandwich, it's a pulled pork sandwich. Like, they roast pork on a stick. But they shred it like pulled pork.
Okay.
Compared to when you go to Montreal Porqueta that they slice the pork. I went 2 weeks ago and he didn't slice my pork properly. He didn't give me enough pork in the sandwich. I went inside and said, give me more pork. But
no,
it wasn't Marco. It was like one of his stupid people. And
where
he gave me a huge sandwich.
Yeah?
Yeah, then he gave me a huge sandwich after I complained. The first time we went, we had a good sandwich.
I would have liked a bit more pork in the sandwich that we went
next time we'll eat.
I've told him.
But he says he's busy. He's busy. He says, I'm busy at lunches. I'm busy. Our
I think he said he was trying to do caterings also.
Yeah, catering too.
Our what?
Our signatures are still there.
Yeah.
It goes, thanks, Marco. Great Porqueta. Keep doing the good work, John. And then there's an arrow pointing to my. What he said, but better.
Boom.
No, I'm glad that he's
it's cool that there's small local shops that are still opening, that are still being done, but obviously there's, if there's one guy that's going to do poketa, there's going to be 20.
Yeah.
Like sushi. When it started, then next thing you know, there's 100 of them. I just don't know what the next trend is going to be. And the places they usually last don't go with the trend. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure he's going to, if he has a loyal clientele that goes down and everything, and the catering especially, the big pig, those guys are going to be paying a lot more rent than him. So they have a lot more to lose than him.
Yeah.
You know?
That's the problem with that.
It's not for nothing that no actual place on Saint Laurent has ever been good in the past 20 years. You know? Like on Saint Laurent, in Little Italy, it's all been garbage place after
the ones that
place.
Lasted?
Yeah, the bars.
I would have to say International. No, Cafe International.
But the bar.
Cafe International. Mm-hmm.
Cafe International is a restaurant, though.
But that's what I'm saying. The
they
bars.
Now, yeah.
Yeah.
Not the coffee bars, though. That's it, though. The Brahma opened. It was 2 years they were open. Done.
Brahma.
Then there right
was,
across from the bar.
What's across the street from the SAQ? Chez Viro, Chez Vince, or Chez whatever. It changes every 3 years.
That has changed. Then it became something else.
Yeah.
So I guess
and now it's Deep Bra something.
No, Brazil.
Bra something.
Bra.
I wouldn't open on St. Lawrence.
Never.
Not even a little
bit. They gotta lower the rent, because if they want good places to open there, what they want
to
do.
Stop fucking ruining the street.
Yeah, but that's because the rents are high, Joe. Like, what do you think? You think people don't want to open up there? It's a good place to fucking open up. Because look at Inferno and fucking Impasto and fucking Gemma. They're all making a mint
because
they're one block over.
Yeah.
So if you lower the rent on the actual street, they're still going to be making a mint, those people.
But it's all mafioso, right?
You have those people that pass, I guess.
Could you imagine? Like, look even on the meme, like St. Lawrence and Prince Arthur over there. The restaurants over there, the clubs over there, they change like every 2 years. It's a new place. Because the rent's too expensive.
Well, yeah. Maybe they're changing because they're trying to. I don't know why they would change. Maybe they're washing cash.
Because
maybe they have to change names. Maybe
I think
they have
it's
to
because the rent is expensive, man. I really think that it's because the rent
is
expensive.
Yeah, but
your and
rent
like,
is,
your
rent
club
is not
becomes.
Only rent,
your club is a trend.
Rent plus.
Your club is a trend for like a year or two. And then after people
it's
forget about
still
it.
Exists.
For
what?
Sure.
But then you.
Yeah, well, then he's still there, but
that.
It's a dirty bar in the corner. Everyone's gonna go there.
That's just for one drink, still.
They're still doing the same thing. Prince Arthur, too. They're spending like $5 million on Prince Arthur to revitalize it this year, apparently.
Mm.
This hit. Mr. Dennis.
He's the best. He fucking just meets celebrities, the guy. He makes me laugh.
He gave fucking Al Pacino the key to the city. Right?
He needs it. Fake Italian.
Fake Italian. Fuck. He met Dennis Quaid. I saw it on his Twitter. Dennis Quaid with Dennis Kader. Really? Really?
I saw him next to Complex.
Who?
Denny Kader. He was walking. Mark was like, oh, that was Denny Kader. Then I see like
I
a guy with
you,
a camera.
I think that's another Uber. The same car.
Uber. Do the Uber.
The Uber, yeah. Come on, get down.
Get down.
Come on.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Arnold Schwarzenegger, everybody, made an appearance.
You know what Schwanzlutcher means? Cocksucker, right there.
What? Give him Mike's cousin.
Yeah. Schwanzlutcher.
Swans Lucha.
It means cocksucker in German.
Swans Lucha.
Just in case you were wondering.
You say, hey, you're a Swans Lucha.
You have the face of a Swans Lucha. Tell that to any girl you want. Right away, panties drop. Straight up.
I knew it. Panties dropping and so is a fucking warrant for my arrest.
Maybe so, like,
but Nick. Officer, seriously, I can't even call her a cocksucker anymore. Why? Why?
Nick Frost from Nightline, NBC. Excuse me, sir, you are a woman beater. Why? Because I called her a Swan's Lucha? But that I don't get that. Like, I get that if the girl's being like a nice girl and you call her names and you're being an asshole, you're being an asshole. But if she's being a bitch to you and you respond with verbal abuse, it's the same as if she were to,
No, it's you're exchanging verbal comments from one another. It's not abuse. If she doesn't do anything and you hit her, then you're an asshole because you should never hit a woman, right? It's not right.
Right?
Well, it depends on what's hitting. Slapping, if they want it. Ass.
if
a girl goes to you, she goes, Joe, you're a fucking asshole, and you slap her. That's not right.
Well, are we naked? Or do we have clothes on?
No, are you sure she said you're a fucking asshole, or she said, Joe, fuck my asshole? Because those are two separate
Joe,
things, and you could mix
John's an asshole.
The things together.
No, because...
You're blocking the mic, no?
Because, listen. If a girl is a fucking bitch and she tells you, she's like, Joe, we've been going out for 10 years, right? You're my fucking boo.
I already know the story is made up.
But I it's obviously made up, but she goes, oh, I love you, and then
fuck me in the anus.
No, she goes, no. I fucked your best friend, Leo. What would you do?
I told her, you know what? I have some to tell you too. I also fucked my best friend, Leo. That's what I would have told her.
Seriously. If a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung.
Of course.
Okay. Just wanted to make sure.
No, but I like big butts.
And you can't not
lie.
Can't,
you can't lie.
And other niggas can't deny.
When a girl walks in
with an itty bitty waist
and a round thing in your face,
you get
sprung. Like a pillow. Oh.
No, like the posturpedic mattresses. But because it's not good in the hip hop angles.
What's your sleep number?
Got your new hit line. Even a girl, what's your sleep number? I got them posturpedic.
You should do a hip hop mattress song. It would work. Huh? Do that, what's his name? John Lajoie there. Show me your genitals. Show me your posturpedic. Sorry. Sorry, George.
So, guys, who's going to Beach Club this weekend for Kylie Jenner's birthday?
No, me, it was all about the Bieber.
She's coming to Montreal.
Yeah, it's her.
You gotta go. You know what? Can I explain to you?
Who the fuck is Kylie Jenner?
Kylie Jenner is an American.
Okay.
An American
is
starting at 21.
Look, remember the guy
who
used to be a guy and he won an Olympic medal for the decathlon? Then he had a daughter and then he became a woman, but his daughter's name is Kylie. And she's coming to Montreal for 18
birthdays. She's not good.
No,
she's
Jenner,
pretty good. Yeah, they're real
good. No, Kylie's not good.
She's pretty good, man.
Yeah, but you know what the problem is?
She has a fucking
look
huge chin.
She has
more of a fucking fighter's
chin.
Oh, I
have a fucking
eye
for it.
But look at the jeans. Look at the jeans in that family.
Look at her.
What's to stop her from becoming a man in 10 years? Huh? Maybe she's going to become a man in 10 years.
You look at your wife.
Hey,
look at
well,
might
that change that
you
tell
me
my second mom
gooder.
So I can be your boyfriend?
She's not nice.
There's
what?
11 places in Quebec that have the N-word. They're actual sites. Rivers, mountains.
Museums.
I can't believe this shit.
Museums.
11 sites.
What are they called?
50 kilometers south of Montreal near U.S. border contains the N-word in its name. It's a site where black slaves were buried from 1794 until slavery was abolished in 1833, according to the commission. In the Laurentian region, the commission has recognized 3 rapids along the Red River that the N-word in their names. 3 rapids.
No.
It does not detail the origin of the names on its website.
Okay.
And
is it the same rapid? And is there another rapid behind
it.
Them with
Look
flashing
Look at what it says.
Lights?
Look at what it says. Go.
That's Niger. Like named after the
Sherbrooke
was officially spelled with 2 G's between 86 and 06. It was named for a large presence of African Americans. What's wrong with this fucking province?
Bro,
there's also Lac du Nègre and Rousseau du Nègre in West Quebec. What the fuck?
I don't get
it. Guys, there's Côte des Neiges. It's a neighborhood in Quebec.
That's Côte des Neiges, bro.
Oh, sorry.
I
want to
see it, but like. In Lac.
Lac as.
What is
that? Lac as.
They can't even write petit. They can't even write petit properly. Because that, it's the.
Terrible.
That, it's probably because it's the chairman of that village.
I can't take this shit, man.
That's so stupid. Why would they keep that? Lac as.
I want to know is
like
how in this like, day and age there's still 11 sites officially named that way.
Because they don't care. Because nobody cares.
No, yeah,
they, nobody made a big thing. So that's what, that's the point. So.
They should abolish it, though. It's not right thing on the name.
No, I agree. But I'm saying, like, who's going to complain? It's not like in the States that there's a lot of black people. Over here, when you start heading out of Montreal, it's just white people.
That's true. Sure, it's like dirty friendship.
Yeah, but like,
I
none of those people
Montreal,
would even give
so,
a shit.
Like,
none
yeah, but to me, that just represents that they're closed-minded about including other people that come.
Closed-minded or not, Joe. Like,
you just
they don't
go
care.
There. It's like,
it's, not
it's
even,
like British Columbia.
Joe, it's not even something that they think about. It's just like, okay, it was always called Lac-Denec. I'm not going to bother changing it.
Sure.
Like, who cares?
You don't know what it means.
It's exactly the reaction of the residents in the area.
Probably exactly
yeah.
that, you see? Because it's not something that, that even crosses their mind.
It's still not right. I'm sorry.
I get that it's not right. I do get that it's not right, but it's just like they're like, oh, selag din eggs.
But
so,
for them, it's been like a norm.
It's always been
since
like
forever.
That. There's no black people live in my neighborhood. Like, what does it matter? That's the way.
That's
they
like
think.
Every Italian's thing.
If there
like,
was a black
no
guy
black
who lived in the big
in
city, maybe they'd change the name. But it doesn't happen that way.
You need money.
Cashy is old. So, the cigar is really fucking fantastic. Mm.
Not a good time. So,
okay,
seriously. Let's say you're a millionaire.
On the ball.
Let's say, hypothetically speaking, you have $16 million in your bank account.
Why is it
morning.
Always $16 million?
Okay, you have $11 million in your bank
that's
account.
That's nothing. Give me like 50.
Seven.
Give me 50.
Any, no, I'm giving you 11.
Give me 50 what? No, if I
have
$1 million.
I'm giving you $11 million tomorrow and I'm telling you, Anthony,
no, I know
we're having a party.
Million, yeah.
12 of my friends are coming. We're all
is
men.
Kylie Jenner invited?
How many okay. prostitutes should I order? What would your answer be?
About like 50.
Like
a solid 15.
1-5 or 5-0?
No, 1-5.
How many
people? Repeat the question.
Okay, I'm gonna start from
how
the
many
beginning.
Guys are there?
You, hypothetically,
can you replace prostitutes with strippers instead?
Okay, look.
No,
I'm asking you an
Joe,
open-ended
question. Make the question legit.
I'm coming to you as an event planner. Plan an event.
Okay, so
I have
so
12
we're
coming.
12.
I have $11
so
million dollars in my bank account.
24 prostitutes strippers.
You said 15 prostitutes.
Yeah, but I changed my mind.
How many men?
24 prostitutes strippers. 12 men.
12 men?
Prostitutes strippers is a good word.
There's
strip-titutes.
Strip-titutes is much better.
I would say a solid 36.
I would say a solid 36. 20.
Strip-titutes?
Yeah.
Strip-titutes. Same amount 24, of both? 18, 18?
24. Yeah.
Everyone who benefits. That's
no, I'd
not
say 20. I'd say 20. No, there's always those fucking losers that are like, oh,
but
my God,
one
there's
three
per person.
You're not inviting him.
One
there's
three per
person. He's going to be there anyway.
You're going to tell him to leave. Before you order the strips,
it's three per person. You have no choice.
We'll be able to get out.
If excuse me, if he's there, if those guys are there, it's for 24. You can have about 15.
No.
And if deer not there, you can have three per guy.
Deer not there.
Okay. You're going to have 15
do
per guy, and you're going
has
to
no
have
choice.
Ice for everybody. Okay.
36.
Three per head.
36.
Everyone
you
no
said
choice.
15. You are a bit cheap at the
beginning. Yeah, but I changed it to 24.
Yeah.
36.
Man, just want to go with a straight 100. Just 100.
You need to go blind. 100.
Okay,
and you all commit. You need to be here by 6 o'clock.
Okay, but let's not joke. Let's not joke.
A.M.
Okay. No joke.
Not
no joke. We play this game sometimes, but like, you have like $35 billion. Okay.
Billion.
Just getting a smoke straight.
Yeah. You have $35 billion.
Okay.
Okay.
Billion.
Billion.
Well,
now,
I can't.
Now, who? What do you? And I'm not saying like you have to keep take it out of your mind to make money or to like be prosperous.
You don't need to do anything.
You don't need to do anything like that. Like, what's your stupid thing? Like, what's the stupid thing you spend like a lot of money on?
My friend
it could be
Anthony.
Something specific. It could be an event. It could be something material. It could be anything. But
yeah,
what
yeah,
do you
yeah,
spend?
Porsche beer,
baby. What do you spend your fucking big money on? That's stupid.
Wow. Alcohol.
No. Like, I'm saying, like, you're a billionaire. You're not a millionaire.
A billionaire.
You're a billionaire. You could buy, like, literally, you could buy a plane. But, like,
stupid.
Because a plane is convenient. You could get around. If you have business dealings, you could do things like that. Like,
stupid
what do you
money. $35 billion, you know what I would do?
Don't forget it.
No, very stupid. I would build my own room. from Montreal to BC, from BC to California, from California to Florida.
You would, see, that's pretty good.
And I would just make a
square. I like
square.
That. That's one of my favorite things.
There's
sorry
no
about that.
Traffic. There's
that's,
nobody there.
That's pretty
you
good.
You could build
that's pretty good.
The road tree, the road
like
block,
that.
Or like
if
the wine,
like
or whatever.
Drive,
no problem. Two lanes.
If you like
know.
To take a plane,
yeah,
and
you know,
cut
you know,
no
other,
speed traps. You
Joe,
don't have fucking exits.
Joe, just
you're
to tell
stopping
you,
in Florida.
Joe, just to tell you, $35 billion, you can get yourself like a ginormous private plane.
Yeah, I know.
Like and like.
Yeah, but that's when I have to go.
You
to
would
Europe.
Probably make money.
That's when I would have to go to Europe.
You would literally drive to California
but
with that kind of money.
You told me.
Stupid.
Stupid.
Okay, that's pretty.
So
good.
I gave you one answer.
Stupid.
If
you know
I
what?
Had $20 million. I would fly. I don't have enough.
At 20 million,
but
35
with 9 zeros after it, I don't care. That,
no, I would organize. I would organize.
There's a pothole in my road. Fix my fucking road.
I would organize
with copper.
I would
liquid copper. I don't care. And heat it.
You
would
have
radiant,
concrete roads.
I would have radiant flooring.
I think you run out of money.
The
what
highway.
Yeah, radiant
no.
flooring.
No,
would
I wouldn't start
money.
With all four corners. I would do Montreal, BC. That would be my first road because I don't have to deal
but,
with America. So I just go straight through. Do you mind if right next to the 40, I build two lanes over everything? I would agree with whatever state department, municipal department, build a road for me to go straight to BC. That's what I would do.
That's pretty good.
To me and my friends, hey, I need to cross town.
Okay, that's a good question.
Lose
what
my
would be stupid money you would spend?
Yeah.
Like you could say like golf clubs, but it's not stupid.
No, no. No, no, you're like a billionaire.
Well, if you own $35 billion, a $17 million piece of art is not stupid.
No.
No, but it's, yeah, that's what I was going to say. Like, you buy the whole Kid Robot collection.
No.
In the world.
No, no,
$35 billion, you can buy Kid
no,
Robot.
Stupid. Like,
still not
like
stupid.
My original one was,
you
like,
buy Kid Robot.
My original
one
was,
your stupid money, you know, Mille de la Gauchette, on the water, the, no, Mille de la Commune.
Yeah.
Those properties, the four penthouses
yeah.
on top?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so one penthouse is owned by this Asian guy. He bought the one next to him that was for sale for like
$10 million,
no, 6.2.
Okay.
He's building a $3.5 million catwalk from both penthouses, so he's connected to them.
Where is this penthouse?
That's a
stupid
reason.
Money.
That's
it, like,
no.
Money.
Yeah, that's
you want to hear something stupid? Like what I would do was I would organize a golf tournament around the world, meaning that it's not actually a golf course, but the world is your golf course. So you start in British Columbia, and then you go diagonal across the United States.
All golf courses.
No, you're just shooting the ball across the United
yeah,
States
okay, so
until you hit Miami, and then you gotta chip the ball into the airplane, and then they fly you across the ocean, and then you continue playing
that
until you
sick.
Get around the world.
You're right
that
about that.
No,
about that.
I just made it up now.
Wow.
You do the golf course around the world.
That's good.
It's like golf parkour.
Pretty much.
That's sick. Imagine a fucking tee shot out of Los Angeles. 300 yards at a time. How many swings?
In around the world.
How many swings would you need to take
to
cross
get around
America?
The world. Across the entire world, though, Joe.
No,
would it
be
stupid?
Calculate California.
Can
to
you
Florida?
Tee it up every time?
Would it be stupid? No. Would it be stupid money to go to every microbrewery in the world?
No, that's not stupid. That's because
you would
stupid.
Do that.
That's
you would do that anyways.
Yeah,
you have
that's
that
it.
Money
like
in the world.
Like
no, but
the tour of the Formula
dumb.
One track.
It has to be dumb.
Doing the tour of the Formula One.
Like it has
is
to be
not dumb. It's you would like to a certain extent. It's realistic.
It's like my other one was like I buy an abandoned giant mall and I pay actors to be zombies and like I'm allowed to bash them in the head. With baseball bats, and I go in
yeah,
and like
free
the zombie
yeah,
killer.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. Yeah.
Yeah, but like they wear helmets.
Yeah. yeah.
So like,
but
and
you
then
still have a wooden baseball bat.
It's aluminum.
Okay. Which is even stronger.
No, but like it doesn't break, so I don't have to get a new.
Yeah, well,
one.
Exactly. Your bat doesn't
that's
break,
it.
But heads
that's
probably.
It. Yeah, but they have a helmet.
2 inches of
they have a helmet.
Foam.
No, but it's gonna be like a metal helmet.
Or paper. helmet.
But something like that you gotta do something stupid. Stupid. Like, you buy a Batmobile to drive around. Like, that's stupid.
Or you do a real-life GTA. You close a city for a day.
What?
Yeah.
Close
you're not actually killing
close,
people.
No, okay.
Close New York.
Here's stupid. No, here's stupid. No, you need a lot more $1 billion than that.
You're
$35 billion, you're not able to close
it's a building.
They make a lot of money out of here. No, but, like, literally, you close a small town, and you do a giant paintball tournament in the entire town.
Like, that's fucking
cool. Okay, now we're getting somewhere.
Yeah, it's not. That's fucking good. Remember,
that's
you have
ridiculous.
The money of life.
Yeah.
Like,
could $35 billion shut down Central Park?
I don't know about
we might have a guest
yeah,
caller.
Yeah, probably, because we have to think, right, always in revenue. Like, Central Park doesn't make them $35 billion of revenue.
No, no, I'm saying, like, how much would it cost to shut down Central Park?
Nah, probably, like, $1 million you shut down Central Park pretty quickly.
Yeah.
$1 million?
I don't know. I think people would do it. I think they just, like, they don't allow. Like, no matter how much money you throw at them, they won't allow. But you don't need Central Park for that. You go and you could buy 16 farms that are all next to each other and you could do something.
That's
$35 million.
16
and it
farms.
It wouldn't even make a dent in your portfolio.
I'd like to know if it would be possible to live inside a living shark.
We have a.
You know what I mean?
Hello.
Hello here.
Who's calling?
Hello, this is Susan Doherty.
It's not Susan Doherty. It's Amy.
Excuse me.
Can you please state your real name, please?
What?
Your real name, please.
Oh, for sure. It's Susan Doherty.
You're horrible.
I'm sorry, did you want me here myself or not?
Okay, this is what happens when your girlfriend calls into a podcast. Hello? I took you off speaker. So they just hear my voice now.
We preferred your voice.
Okay, bye.
Such an asshole.
Hey, Johnny, we close the podcast.
You want to close the podcast? Okay, we'll close the podcast.
Hey, how long have we been going? This is a record?
No. We've been going for about an hour 15.
Not enough.
It's not enough?
No, that's enough.
Call Dennis. Tell them
say it was a week podcast tonight.
It was a weak podcast, but we can keep on going.
Well, my week. I think it was week.
I thought you guys met up and wrote like the agenda of the evening. Like...
No, we brainstormed.
Yes,
we
brainstormed.
Tonight was a free for all.
Oh, you guys want to talk politics before we close it
Donald
up?
Donald Trump.
Let's talk a bit of politics.
Canadian politics.
Just politics.
Donald Trump for prime minister. That's all. He's never gonna win. You think he's gonna win in America?
I don't know, because I don't understand, like, the way it works in America with primaries and everything and the caucuses, but, like...
Well, the primaries, the Republican debate.
Yeah, but I'm saying, like, you're talking about, like, he's polling well, basically, right? So, basically, they survey 300 people, and those 300 people, most of them like Donald Trump. Now, is
That's
he going to win
CNN
the caucus?
That's what you see on CNN's ratings, it's based on a 300-person...
I don't think
I'm making up numbers, I don't know, you know?
Most votes come from the... middle class?
Usually. Well, they call whoever. You know, it's a random service.
No, but I'm just saying in general, when it comes to...
I don't know.
Barack won because of the middle class.
Yeah, but you're not talking about that, right? You're talking about primaries. Primaries are a different story.
Yeah, I know, but they're just numbers, right? They're just saying...
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Primaries are a completely different story than an actual general election, because he has to be voted as the leader of the Republican Party
by
the caucuses, so there's like specific primaries in specific states to vote him to be the leader of his party.
Okay.
So he has to win those things, and if
but there's
the Republicans,
debates in every state.
Yes, in all those states
there's
debates.
50.
No, in the swing states, in those states that they do the caucuses, when they do the primaries.
So the caucuses.
It's very complicated.
Caucuses
the
are
usually system.
Located in states where they're primarily Republican.
How do you know so much about?
No, they're
system?
Located in states that are half and half. That's where they do the caucuses.
Really?
Yeah. That's why, like, Ohio, New Hampshire, California, and Florida, usually it's there.
Yeah, they're the breaking
states. Those are the swing states. So that's
New
where
York
they
state?
Do it. No, New York's usually Democrat.
Usually?
Usually Democrat.
They were never Republicans.
Oh, I'm sure they have been
in
the past.
Yeah.
But usually Democrat.
Okay.
Northeast is mainly
Guys, Democrat. Moving away from politics for just 2 seconds. The lovely Amy is going to call back in a second because her friend that she's with has sexual problems here and she needs help.
Perfect.
So she's going to call back in 2 minutes and we're all going to help her with her sexual problems.
She's single.
She does, but her boyfriend has a small dick.
She's not single.
She's not single.
She's plural?
She's not single. She's going out with this guy, but her boyfriend has a small cock.
Okay, is he one of the 12?
Bad, but she's exposing him now. Poor guy.
Is he one of the 12? Because we need to get more voters. Bro, we need to make it on Virgin Radio one day. People are going to talk about us.
On Virgin Radio.
They're going to come to this apartment and they're going to want to touch the ground that we're walking on.
The dick that we're
talking on.
You know, Kiss FM, Monopoly, they actually call people. Like, they don't like receive calls. They actually just call people at like random businesses. It's all.
Hello?
Yeah.
Hi.
Hi, we're calling from Bullshots Podcast. We want to know about your problem that you have. You texted us and you might have a problem that we can answer.
What problem are you referring to as many?
We might be referring to someone's sexual frustration.
Oh yeah, that might be me. Hold on one sec.
She doesn't sound frustrated.
Yes, hello.
How do we get... Here's the question. How do we get men to do whatever we want?
You have the power already.
Look, guys. Look, guys. You just go in between both legs. There's a V. And then there's like this thing that dangles out. And then there's two small things behind it. If you grab the two small things behind it firm enough, you could get your man to do whatever you want.
But I mean, it's a sack. It's a sack.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. What? They're okay. In the sack. Okay. That's what I just said.
What are you not satisfied with? Let's get to the source of the issue here. What's the problem? There's no more problem. We solved it?
Yep. My boyfriend's blend is a little bit vanilla, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so you need to speak a lot louder. You need to speak a lot louder than you're speaking right now.
It's Jonathan and Anthony.
It's John and Yak, first of all, and we have our special guest. We have a special guest and JC and LKI.
Okay, well,
so when you mean vanilla, you mean he's simple, or do you mean his penis is very white and not chocolate?
No, I mean he's very simple and only enjoys missionary.
Okay, so he doesn't like you long and hard.
You don't tell him what to do. Have you ever tried to tell him to do something?
Does he drink?
He doesn't drink, no.
Well, that's a fucking problem.
Does
right
he
away.
Does he use anything to be relaxed?
No, he doesn't. But I'm worried if he drinks that nothing will happen, if you know what I mean.
It can't get worse than
tequila. Basically. Never did anything wrong apart from making you forget.
Jack Daniels.
Well. Where's your second party in this conversation? She should get involved.
What are your girlfriends telling you to do? What do they think is going to work?
Okay.
It's just a conversation.
Well, it's been a real flight. Thank you so much.
We're not done with the conversation.
I think you should begin by planning an evening. Like, you cook him dinner, but you wear an apron with nothing on, right? You don't give him anything until he starts begging you.
Make him work for it.
Yeah.
Men don't like it when it's
easy. You gotta make him work for it. And if you can't get to his heart through alcohol, you could definitely get to his heart through food.
Perfect. Alright, I'm gonna try that tonight. Thank you, guys.
That's you're just trying to get us off the phone. This is not even cool.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Wow, horrible.
Bye.
Horrible. That was horrible.
I thought they were joking. I thought that wasn't actually a person.
But you know what's good?
She got super, oh, get off the phone. I'm super shy.
She wants it by the back. He just wants to
give it to her. No, he's a fucking choke.
So who are these people? There's men that exist that are like that.
No, me, her group.
It took me 4 years to make her fucking do it by the back.
By the back, you mean In the ass? Like,
no, fucking doggy style.
4 years.
4 years.
It used to hurt her. What
What's
do you
wrong
want me to tell
you?
You? Fuck, bro.
Four years. No, it's all a different generation. You have to understand. Kimmy was born like 8 years before us.
We made it.
Yeah, but porn still existed back in the day.
It she was a pain. It used to hurt her. What do you want me to tell you?
Are you sure you're putting it in the right place?
Maybe not.
Your dick hurts. Your dick didn't come out brown. You usually do.
Hey, John, I think the podcast is over.
You gotta edit out all kinds of shit.
What are we
editing
out?
This woman problem. We got our first call, and I feel like we didn't help.
We didn't satisfy because
we checked out
at the end.
She wasn't a good caller.
She wasn't a good caller.
You know what? I can't say she wasn't a good caller. She was a little shy.
She did put herself on the line. You gotta give her credit for that.
No, her friend was.
And maybe we all tried to bombard her, which is not good. It was one woman versus four men. That's like.
But think
about it. That's like two girls with four cups.
Just listen to our question, though. What's the advice you would give a woman that is only, limited to one sexual position and she wants to venture? And she clearly loves this guy because.
You just ask. You just ask. Like, what would a guy say? Seriously.
Like, are you a mute?
Like, I think we're the wrong people to ask.
Because no,
men,
I don't think we're the wrong people.
No, I think we're the worst people to ask because we're men and we would be like, yeah. Sure. What do you want to do?
Or the
guy. You want me to come in here? It's fine. I'll do it. It's fine. What do you want me to do? You want me to
come,
you want me to come in your hair and then shit on your hair? That's
maybe
fine.
Maybe he doesn't know he's gay.
Maybe.
Oh, that's another thing.
You want me to come on my shit and then throw it in your hair?
Come on your hand and just
look,
go, fuck.
If that's what you want, that doesn't bother me. Like, most of us would be fine with that.
You're like, yo, I never thought about that.
Sure. What the fuck? The fuck is going on? No, but despite the random call, we were like, I think we had a good podcast. Random caller. I mean, it was a horrible description of what was going on. We got the gist of it, and then she got a bit shy, and then she kind of like.
I think it's because she got too many questions at the same time. He's always like from us. What's going on?
I don't have any in the chat. No, they were shorter heads. And they were tiny kids.
Yeah, we're gonna close it off. Let's get a sign off from all our guests. Thank you for joining us.
I'm signing my name as we speak.
Mr. Joe C.
I'm signing. Thank you for listening. George, I would really like to meet you. And I hope you enjoy the show.
I'm giving a shout out to Alberto Contador. I hope you're listening out for us. I would love to be you one day.
And I'm going to say a real big good luck to the Bloc Québécois. My heart's with you guys, man.
Yeah, man.
I know
Bloc,
it's real tough. I know the FTQ put their horses behind the Andy people. Like, but love you guys. Just for life.
GD.
GD. Tonight from Scribbits Podcast. We'll let you up.
Scribbits podcast.
Scribbits podcast. Did I just say Scribbits?
You said Scribbits.
Oh no,
guys!
Oh,
guys,
my
you
God.
Know what? They should listen. Traitor.
He's crossing the line.
You know why? You know why?
Let me explain. Crossing the line. I don't care, John.
Because
I'm
the Scribbits podcast as I listen
to
every day.
Don't give them more promotion than
me. No. They should get it because they're good and they promote us too. So. They're awesome guys, so
yeah. Don't
I hope they won't sign off and say, hey, Bullshots Podcast is the best. But,
I'm not sure anymore, no.
Push comes to shove, Bullshots Podcast. We got Joe C, we got LKI, we got myself, John,
Scribbits.
And we got Yak here signing
Scribbits.
Off. Everybody, good night, and have a great tomorrow.
You could be saying Scribbits.
You know, Jay was singing that song. He was singing the song right there.
Yeah? Yeah, so it's not big enough.
something.
Maybe.